Joining us right now to break that down, a former Buffalo Bills linebacker, a two-time Pro Bowler, an All-Pro, a Pro Bowl MVP, a Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee in 2017, 2018, and 2019. Played his college ball at Cal. He's a good friend of the program. He is Lorenzo Alexander. Lorenzo, good to have you back. What's up? How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. Yourself, brother?
Good, Lo. Good. So good to have you back. I want to ask you, you and I have talked so often over the years, both as a player and even after you retired last season. Lorenzo, talk to me. How was your first full season of retirement? What was that like for you?
It was really good. You know, it was a decision that I made over the last 4 years, and so I was ready to move on. My body definitely thanked me throughout the year as I watched these games be played, especially as the weather got cold. But it really gave me a time to spend time with my family, obviously with the pandemic. Got a lot of time because you couldn't go anywhere, and then the kids were at home. And then on top of that, I got a chance to really coach my kids, 10U and 6U in flag football. So I've been having a lot of fun with them and just really enjoying the time. You know, my time is coming and gone, and I was mentally ready to move on.
See, that is really impressive to me, Lo, because for so many people, one, they don't prepare themselves either mentally or physically for it because it always seems to come sooner than people expect. It seems like you've made that transition and that adjustment beautifully. I'm curious, what kind of emotions have you had had watching the Bills and the kind of run they've had this season and the way they've been playing?
Really just a lot of excitement and enthusiasm for the guys, you know, almost like that proud uncle, you know, in a lot of ways, knowing a lot of those guys, knowing where that organization started from. You know, I was there in 16 before Sean and Brandon Bean, and the Pagulas really put their mark on the organization, and seeing the transition and culture has really been cool, and I was a part of it. You know, I had to obviously get out of the way, so allow other guys to grow up and grow in the leaders that they are. We see the maturation of Josh Allen and Tremaine Edmonds, and to see those guys really take the lead and go a lot further than whatever I could ever do. It's really a cool moment to watch and see, and hopefully the guys can pull it out this weekend.
Lorenzo Alexander joining us. I think you had a lot to do with that. I think you played a huge part in helping to lay the foundation for what that team has accomplished so far. When you mentioned Josh, the thing that really jumps out to me, Lo, about Josh is his teammates and the way they talk about him and the way they love him, the way they believe in him. In your opinion, what makes him special? And when you have a quarterback like that that everybody believes in and wants to battle for, how powerful is that?
It's great. I mean, guys want to rally for him, run through a wall for him. It's like having a great coach that everybody respects and loves because they know they truly, genuinely love you. He's not a prima donna. He's a guy that works hard, grinds. You know, he had a lot of adversity as far as naysayers, as far as his ability, and he never allowed that to define him. And guys see that work ethic. And if you're ever in the locker room with him, and unfortunately, I got a lot of time to spend with him in training camp, sitting next to him messing with me, playing Bieber. He was never a guy that seemed unapproachable, right? And you have sometimes when you have this persona about you as being the quarterback and being the man that you almost can't approach that guy. And you never get that sense. Even though he's young, he has a great ability just to relate to guys. And even with Diggs, him immediately getting there and feeling welcome as a part of the family, I think a lot of that has to do with Sean McDermott's culture that he developed. And Josh just ran with that and really embodies that whole city very well as far as being blue-collar, hard-nosed, working, coming from Wyoming, a cold-weather city. And he just really fits well in there. And has been a great ambassador for the culture as well as the city.
We are talking to Lorenzo Alexander. Since you mentioned Diggs, I want to get your thoughts on him because, I mean, he had an amazing year. I mean, a definite go-to number one wide receiver. But what did you think when that trade went down, Lorenzo? For instance, the team gave up a whole lot to get him, and there were some questions about what happened in Minnesota. Were you at all concerned about what they gave up and how he might fit in? What was your reaction when you first heard about the trade?
Yeah, no, not at all. I mean, knowing the culture that had been established and how strong it was and how good Sean had done it and the veterans that were in that locker room, any issues that Diggs had in Minnesota I knew wouldn't transfer over. I mean, when you're around the league as long as I've been, you hear a lot of guys, you talk about them. It just things happen when you have a relationship breakdown and things don't work in that situation and you need a change of scenery. And I knew Buffalo would offer that to him and anything that may have been maybe a little skeptical, I knew that the guys would lift him up, hold him up, encourage him, and then they would have success, obviously, has helped that transition as well. But I have a lot of respect for Brandon Bean and what he's done and the move that he's made prior to that. People have questioned him, and they've always seemed to work out. And so he's done a great job along with that front office staff as far as identifying talent, understanding who guys really are, and understanding that our locker room can absorb a certain guy and make them almost like when you go to the Patriots, you almost – as a player, you change. Buffalo is becoming that place too, where you adopt that culture that has been established by the men in that locker room.
You know, it's so interesting. Like, you always talk about the Patriot way. Like, how would you describe the Bills way?
Yeah, you know what? It's really all based on love, respect, and allowing guys to be who they are within the context of team. And I think Sean McDermott does a great job, better probably than any coach I've been around, as far as emphasizing those principles, living by them daily, and then always not taking it for granted, but always revisiting. You know, Sean is a teacher at heart, and he does an excellent job as far as communicating his vision to the guys and also empowering the players to extend that culture and vision into the locker room. And guys that have earned it have a lot of input and impact, I think, on the organization, on him personally, and then also on the younger guys in that locker room as well.
We were talking to Lorenzo Alexander, talking all things Bills. So, Lo, when you have a situation where the Bills are headed to Kansas City and it's not exactly clear who they're going to face at quarterback, what's it like in the week leading up to it when you're preparing for both quarterbacks?
It's not clear. Patrick Mahomes isn't playing.
Fair point. Okay, let me rephrase that question. Is there any doubt in your mind that Patrick Mahomes is going to play?
Man, he's going to start the game. He'll be out there. I mean, you can hear Andy Reid talking where he's at as far as the protocol. He's going to be getting all his reps. Even at this time of the year, a lot of the stuff is walkthrough anyway. So he'll be able to take part in a lot of the stuff that you may not have been able to do, whether if it was early in the season when you're really ramping up and trying to create that culture for your football team during the season. So it was never any doubt in my mind that he'd be ready to go, kind of seeing the hit, seeing how he reacted after. But if the case, let's say Chad Henne does play, you really don't change that drastically. They're not like one is like a Lamar Jackson, the other one is a pocket passer. They're going to still run their system, right, the plays that they run. And they have great confidence in Chad because he's been in the league for a long time. And so Andy Reid has already talked about the confidence that he's had. He had that week 17 to prepare. So you prepare for Patrick and what the Chiefs like to do generally, and then when Chad comes in the game, maybe you can dial. You have a couple of things in your back pocket from a coordinator standpoint. Like if he gets in the game, we may do this because he's not as crisp or as good as Patrick Mahomes.
Dude, that was so funny. Is it not clear? That made me laugh. So listen, if in fact they're going to run their system, like what is the best way to run a system? Like if Mahomes is playing and he's healthy, for instance, we saw the Ravens, they always try to blitz him and he just picks them apart. At the same time, you don't want to be so passive either. What is the best defensive approach in dealing with Mahomes?
You have to be able to mix it up. You have to have the personnel. You know, obviously, I really like Tre'Davious White, one of the best corners in the game, and so he matches up well. And so you don't feel as uncomfortable if you want to light a guy up. You know you're going to have some sticky coverage on the back end. As far as Matt Milano also being on Travis Kelce, he matches up really well with tight ends and has played. And you have to match. You have to mix and match. And then you have to have guys stand up and make plays. At the end of the day, scheme is nice, and it can get cute at times. But it is the players' league, and it's always about winning your one-on-one matchups. And so whether that comes in the front end, Ed Oliver, Jerry Hughes, somebody making a big play there, as I mentioned, Tre'Davious White or one of, you know, Poyer or Micah Hyde making a big play on the back end, that's what it's going to take. That's going to be the difference in this game, as we've seen constantly. Even going back to last week versus the Ravens, Taron Johnson, big time, playing quarters, comes back in, pick six, 101 yards, and that's ultimately the big difference in that game. It was nothing fancy, nothing sexy about what they were doing. Players making plays, and that's what it's going to come down to in this game.
Man, so true, right? There's so many playmakers on the defensive side of the ball, and that was such an enormous defensive effort by the Bills. Lorenzo, I get that there's unfinished business. I get that they're not happy just to be here. They want to finish this thing. But when you mention Taron, like in a town like that, to make a play like that, does that play live on like forever in folklore and Bills lore?
Forever. I mean, there's no fan base like Bills Mafia, and I played in several different places, and there's just nobody close that I've experienced on and off the field. And they revere, you know, all those guys that have definitely earned it, you know, Thurman Thomas, Jim Kelly, Steve Tasker, guys that are still around, and they embrace that whole crew. It doesn't matter if you were Jim Kelly or the guy that was 53-man on the roster. If you was a part of those teams during those Super Bowl eras, they love you. And so Taron making that type of play, being a part of this new era of Bills players, he'll definitely always have a free meal at a whole bunch of restaurants. Especially if they go on to win the Super Bowl, wherever he decides to show up and come into town and support the team, he'll always have, you know, just have that revere and respect from the city and in town.
Lorenzo, you've been in it. You've been in that locker room. You've played in big games. What's your gut tell you? Does this feel like a team that can not only win it all, but win it all this year?
Yeah, I mean, they're hitting on all cylinders. They're playing good football at the right time. You know, obviously I'm very biased and I'm so connected, but even when I try to step back from it, I still think they have a great chance. The way Josh has been playing at an elite level, just his growth as far as handling situations, being calm and collective and making smart football decisions is probably his best thing that he's going to do. And so unlike maybe times we saw last year, maybe earlier this year, I don't think the moment would be too big. So I think they'll be able to put up points, be able to score. And the defense has really come on here strong of late as well and been opportunistic, scoring on defense, making plays. And if they can play good sound football and minimize their mistakes and really make Patrick and them boys earn it, you know, they have a great shot. And, you know, obviously a lot of people are going to be naysayers, Buffalo Bills, national perspective. But if you watch this team all year, you've seen them grow, you see them dominate, and now they're playing good football on really in all three phases.
I love them, Lorenzo, because you're so good at it. Before you go, can you give me a thought or two about Tampa Bay and Green Bay? Can you break that down? Who do you like and why?
Wow. Well, you know, Aaron is one of my teammates from back in Cal, and I can't go against him. You know, the weather is going to be snowy out there, and we already saw what they was able to do maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago when Davante Adams was out there. It looked like he was on nice grass, 60 degrees outside, cutting and still eating people up. I think just the way they're playing offensively is really good. I do like the Tampa Bay's defense, though. The first week they gave me a little bit of hesitance the way Taylor Heineke kind of ate them up. But I think they were missing their lightning rod in Devin White. You saw him last week flying around, had 10 tackles, picked up a fumble, interception. So it's going to be a close one. Obviously, time is going to be time. But I think ultimately because it's in Green Bay, that weather, most of those Tampa Bay boys don't really know what that means. Green Bay is going to pull this one off.
I think that weather's a factor. What about Tom? Like, as somebody who played in the league a long time, you know how tough it is to win in that league. Like Lorenzo, what's your reaction to a guy going to his 14th conference championship game?
It's phenomenal. He's the GOAT, obviously. It's all on, you know, him. This league is a players' league, as I mentioned earlier, and he is the all-time great and is able to get guys to buy in, cultivate. He's a leader. And I have a lot of respect for him. You know, a lot of people don't like him because of all the wins, but I have so much respect for playing against him and watching him and seeing the type of dude he is. His teammates love him, and, I got nothing but to tip my hat. And, you know, hopefully, you know, obviously for him, he wants to go out on top. But it's just amazing to watch. You know, I played 15 years, never won a playoff game. He's, what, in his 17th or 18th season, maybe a little bit older than that. And he's been to 14, as you just mentioned. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, people don't really understand how hard it is to win in this league. For a guy to do that now with two different organizations is really impressive.
This is such a great conversation. One last thought, because you mentioned the fact that it is a players' league. I'm really curious about this. You were recently on Inside the League on Stadium. You talked about Urban Meyer and what it would be like to play for him in Jacksonville. Again, we're talking about a players' league, right? So he's been great in dealing with younger guys in college. How different is it when you're dealing with grown men with families and lives in the NFL?
Yeah.
And how do you think he'll relate?
Yeah, it's vastly different, and he's going to have to either talk to folks, make sure that, you know, whoever he brings in there has an idea of coaching grown men, you know, because I'm 38, four kids. He's also going to have some young kids in there, but I think his best bet is to obviously clean house as best as he can, bring in guys that are great character, leadership guys, pretty much what Sean McDermott did as far as the blueprint, that are hardworking. They may not be your apex all-star guys, but guys that understand coaching is going to really come alongside of him and help him become a better head coach and help him win that locker room and develop it into what he wants it to look like.
Does that sound like anybody you know, Lorenzo? Sounds like you, dude. Two-time Pro Bowler, an All-Pro, a Pro Bowl MVP, a Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee in 17, 18, 19, undrafted in 05 out of Cal and had an amazing career. Good friend of the program. Lorenzo, so good to have you back. I appreciate you, the relationship. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Jim, man. I'll talk to you soon, brother.
Appreciate you, brother. Lorenzo Alexander is so good. Bills Mafia, you know that. You know what I'm talking about. When I talk about a quality character, a great player, high character guy, great leader, tremendous motor, a guy who makes everybody around him better, want to do better, be better.